I mean, you guys are aware the voice messaging features on the podcasting apps and the DMs I have on my social media aren't just for fun, right? I mean, I just got a message from a very nice lady, even though I haven't met her in person, which motivated me to, record today. Not like I wasn't planning on recording anytime soon, but I mean, her voice was so nice and I had to do this. So, guys, this is me again on, I don't even know what to call it anymore, podcast. I'm your host, Kwesi, the prettiest guy in the universe. You can argue with anything you want to argue with. I am. So the OG is what I've been sticking around waiting for me to release. Listen, I'm sorry for delaying. I mean, Wobufukra, you can't do me anything, so. See, don't kill yourself for anyone. Even if you've not experienced it, look at all those people who do campaigns for people during election times and stuff. What happens in the end? All the promises, all the time they spend, people even lose. I've heard stories where people, get hurt, lose their eye or something during election times, just cause, they are pushing someone to win the election, and then what happens? They all get fucked. They get replaced. I mean, see, everyone has a plan, okay? Everyone, everything has a plan, which doesn't include you. You shouldn't get hit. It's just human nature. That's how it is. Just imagine working 9 to 5 every day, okay? You're dying for the job. You're going up and down. You don't take breaks. I mean, you're doing good. Employee of the year vibes. And then you are out sick or you break down. Do you think your boss, no matter how good he is, he's going to be like, oh, my favorite employee is sick, so guys, let's wait till he comes. They are going to keep moving. Not like he's a bad person. That doesn't make him a bad person. That makes him a businessman. I mean, show must go on. You bar not because you're out sick, or you broke down, or you can't do what you do anymore. So, show must go on. So, the thing is, don't kill yourself for anyone, because yo, replacement always day. You're always going to get replaced, in even your relationships. I mean, I see guys and girls, who are so into the relationship, it begins to even look one-sided, but they don't care. I mean, you behind, you see all the signs, you see all the red flags, but I mean, it's none of our business. We can't talk about it. So, you are. People are dying for relationships, and then in the end, what happens? You get me? In fact, that's the main reason there are lots of trust issues these days. I mean, we open ourselves to disappointments. Okay, if you do stuff moderately, forget, you'll never get disappointed. But yeah, like I said, people are always going to be people. Maybe a crackback. People are always going to be people, do you get me? So anything you do, just relax, take it cool, and just go with the flow, just float. I'm going to see myself as an example, okay? I used to freelance for when I started freelancing years back, like 2 3 years back. I had this project where we had to build a user interface, blah blah blah. I know I'm getting technical, but yeah, something like that. Just a design, let me just say that way, for an upcoming app. I mean, there were like three other designers aside me, okay? And think that was the second biggest thing I worked on then. So I was so much into it, that kind of feeling where you're waiting for a big opportunity and it comes and then you're so much into it. See, guys. Researching, working, experimenting, going up and down. No, I used to take no breaks, like till last 2 years. I started taking weekend off and stuff. Yo, I was all in 7 days. What happened? I just joined a meeting one time, talking. We just got laid off like that. And I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. I'm not saying you shouldn't put in, effort in anything you're doing. Just put in the effort, but just don't kill yourself. Killing yourself is like doing the extra extra. Just The extra comes when it's needed, but don't let it be something you do all the time. Because one thing about people is, when you're always doing something, you're constantly killing yourself, people take it normal. Like, they're like, oh, it's a regular something he does. It's his usual thing. So you think you're making sacrifices. They think, oh, this is what he does. So challenge me. Like, you get what I'm driving at. Yeah. Just don't kill yourself. Unless you're in love with me, kill yourself for me, Charlie. I'll also kill myself for you. I mean, if you're in love with me, you can just tell me. And guys, off topic. Lately, I've been feeling this type of way. Like, it's like I'm in love with someone. Like, someone is playing with my heart somewhere. I don't know. Like, I feel this sweetness sometimes. I don't know. Just let me know. Just Charlie, DM me. Let's talk. Because the feeling is, you know, it's getting worse. Yeah, so guys. Okay, so guys, I'm ending this episode here. Subscribe and also share to someone who might like this podcast. That helps me, Charlie. At least people hear my nice voice. Okay, get to know there's a nice guy somewhere. You know. Catch you guys in the next episode. Bye. And then you are out sick or you break down. Do you think your boss, no matter how good he is, he's going to be like, oh, you know, my favorite employee is sick, so guys, let's wait till he comes. They are going to keep moving. Not like he's a bad person. That doesn't make him a bad person. That makes him a businessman. I mean, show must go on. You bop. Not because you're out sick or you broke down or you can't do what you do anymore. So show must go on.